Good evening. I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. The murder trial of Demisio Frederick shifted today from the prosecution to the defense as Mr. Frederick, who denies the charge, took the stand in his own defense. The trial is expected to conclude this week. Earlier in the day, cross-examination and re-examination of the detective superintendent leading the investigation wrapped up. The defense alleged that the official police notebook had been tampered with, pointing to incomplete notes and blank pages between entries. The detective firmly rejected that claim. After the Crown's re-examination, the jury was presented with a series of agreed facts. By mid-morning, the defense began its case and called Demisio Frederick to testify. He told the jury his understanding of the rift within his family. Mr. Frederick said he lived with his brother and mother at the Middle Road property, which he believed his mother inherited from his grandmother, who had long separated from his grandfather. He described the family dynamics and his close relationship with his mother. Mr. Frederick also detailed a prior incident involving his grandfather, an incident the Crown argues shows escalating violence on the defendant's part. He told the court that after his mother had inherited the property, the family agreed that his grandfather could remain in a one-bedroom unit behind the main house. He said his grandfather initially contributed to expenses, but later stopped around the time a legal claim was filed over the home. Mr. Frederick said the family once got along well, but tensions grew after his grandfather took his mother to court over the property. He described repeated confrontations, frequent police involvement, and the embarrassment of neighbors and nearby business staff witnessing the disputes. He said the strain led him to move out for 2 years to West Bay, returning only because his absence affected his mother deeply. Asked about his relationship with his uncle, Mr. Frederick said it had been good until the dispute over the family property. He also recounted a confrontation involving himself, his uncle, and his grandfather, during which he told his grandfather that the family lived peacefully until he moved onto the property, suggesting the grandfather was the instigator and main source of tension. Mr. Frederick's testimony continued this afternoon, with cross-examination by prosecutors underway. Cross-examination is expected to continue tomorrow morning in the main court building. In other local news, the National Coalition for Caymanians Administration has AI top of mind, with a group already working on potential artificial intelligence legislation in the Cayman Islands. Here's Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
In response to a parliamentary question, Premier the Honourable Andre Ebanks told MPs in Parliament his administration is, quote, earnest and determined to have a draft artificial intelligence legislative framework for consideration by the second quarter of next year.
Artificial intelligence, AI, is developing at a phenomenal pace. We must therefore act in a way that both safeguards the health, safety, and fundamental rights of Caymanians and enable responsible innovation that improves public services and strengthens our economy.
Mr. Ebanks says government has appointed the National Digital Transformation Task Force to provide, quote, expert advice and coordinated leadership on the opportunities as well as the challenges.
The task force is expected to submit its report of AI policy recommendations by the end of May of this year. And that report will be central to informing the decisions we have to take on suitable AI governance approach and legal framework for our islands. In the meantime, we are not standing still. A great deal of effective AI governance can and is being put in place immediately through policy, standards, and regulatory guidance under existing legislation and regulations.
The Premier stressed that any decisions need to be made, quote, in full collaboration with the opposition, including whether Cayman should do targeted amendments to existing laws or if a comprehensive overarching AI Act would be better.
It would be premature to give this House a guaranteed commencement date for AI legislation. We must work purposefully towards an express target time frame so our minds remain focused and driven. Because, Mr. Speaker, this matter will not wait on us. Instead, AI will continue to impact us and the rest of the world.
The Premier committed to keeping members updated as the task force reports, as consultation proceeds, and as the legislative and administration pathways finalize. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. The planning minister updates Parliament on Cayman's long-awaited National Development Plan refresh.
The review of the National Development Plan, Plan Cayman, continues during 2025 and into 2026. At its meeting on the 2nd of July 2025, Cabinet approved the appointment of the members of the Development Plan Appeals Tribunal, which has been the task of reviewing the objections and representations submitted in relation to the draft of the 2024 planning statement.
The Honourable Jay Ebanks told MPs the tribunal held 4 hearings at the end of last year and 3 hearings across January and February across all 3 islands. He added the meetings were limited to only people who submitted comments during the 2024 consultation period.
The next stage is for the Development Plan Appeals Tribunal to prepare its report in accordance with the Section 11.3A of the Development Planning Act and representations together with the tribunal report before submitting the planning statement documents to the Cayman Islands Parliament for approval.
He was asked if there will be another opportunity for public consultation.
The next stage is to carry it to Cabinet for Cabinet's approval and then to be able to come to Parliament. So at that time, Cabinet will be able to see everything that was put forward from all of the hearings and from what the tribunal has actually implemented in putting forward for the development plan.
Minister Ebanks said at that time his ministry will be able to, quote, give a broader statement with regards to the details. Cayman's current development plan dates back to 1997. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. The University College of the Cayman Islands gets $9 million for renovations and expansions. Chairman of the Board of Governors, Gilbert McLean.
And this is something that is extraordinary, something that was not expected. It is a major treat to know for the first time that there has actually been funds allocated specifically for expanding the college that has been around for 50 years, but off.
Education Minister the Honourable Ralston Anglin tells CIG-TV this money will help forward UCCI's master plan, which outlines improvements in new facilities designed to accommodate the college's continued growth and increasing demand for higher education opportunities locally.
Well, for me, this is a key initiative today. UCCI is the government-owned tertiary institution. This is about upskilling, ensuring we modernize UCCI, because UCCI isn't just about offering certificate programs in tertiary education. This is about a key investment, human capital.
The money was handed over at a special ceremony at the Government Public Library on Wednesday. Government, advocates, and families came together on Saturday for what Inclusion Cayman called an important moment in the national conversation on disability inclusion. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
Earlier, we had the premier here. We had Minister Anglin here from Education and Training and Minister Isaac Rankin.
Senior Policy Advisor Meher Petkovsek. Inclusion Cayman held its inaugural Uncharted 2026 Family Conference at Hotel Indigo on Saturday, bringing together more than 200 people focused on disability inclusion in the Cayman Islands. Families joined policymakers, educators, service providers, and advocates for a full day of keynotes, workshops, and panels on how systems can better support persons with disabilities. Organizers say the conference was grounded in the social model of disability, looking at how systems, environments, and attitudes shape access, belonging, and opportunity. Ahead of those conversations, the Premier and key ministers joined families at the event to share why government's role in disability inclusion is so important.
They all were very clear that we need to move towards accessibility, inclusion, and we want to do that as a collective community. It's not possible for one ministry or one entity to do that alone. And so it's very important for us. We're here today from Social Development and Innovation talking about the proposed changes we're making to the Disability Solomon Webster Act. And we want families to know, we want to hear from persons with disabilities, families, communities, about how we can make sure that that is as fit for purpose as possible.
Senior Policy Advisor Meher Petkovsek. Youth recognition also featured at the event, with the Proud of Them campaign encouraging nominations for young people of all abilities. Youth advocate James Moss from the Ministry of Youth, Sports, Culture and Heritage represented Proud of Them there.
The real reason why you should nominate a young Caymanian aged 10 to 25 for Proud of Them is because they're constantly doing exceptionally great things. They don't really want any recognition. A lot of them are very humble people, so sometimes it requires us to blow their horns for them.
Organizers say they want the conversation started on Saturday to continue in homes, schools, and workplaces across the islands. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Thank you, Elizabeth. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good evening.